Blog Talk Radio.
This is a special Christmas program for children and the young at heart with Diane Lenning. Tonight we will have music, singing, quiz questions, and poetry about Christmas. Tonight's special will have "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," as read by Diane Lenning. We will also have special Christmas music and sing-alongs if you'd like to sing along with us. We'll be starting the program in a moment with "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Begin shortly. We will begin with "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" after we open in prayer. Christmas special in 2012 for children and the young at heart with Diane Linning, an educator for over 30 years. This is your host, Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America. Let's open and bow our heads in prayer and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus, that came as you, Lord God, in the flesh, to walk among us and to let us know who God is and to be able to receive Jesus Christ into our heart as our Savior, the most life-changing event in history of all time. We thank you so much for the opportunity to receive salvation through Jesus and for eternal life, the best gift that God gives us. Thank you so much for it, and bless all those who are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's start together by singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we will have voices so you can hear the words. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bob bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got up spot. Oh, jingle bells, Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. One more time with me. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Well, Santa Claus, you're here. How did you get in here? You came down the chimney? Say, since you're here, will you sit and have a couple of cookies and a glass of milk and read us a story? You will? How about if you read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brain for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. But the little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head, was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was a chubby and plump and right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head and gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laid his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Now, actually, we know that was not Santa Claus telling this story. That was me, Diane. But we do know that the author who wrote this story, Clement Clark Moore, was born in 1779 and died in 1863. He died the same year that President Lincoln died. That was over 140 some years ago. And Clement wrote the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," also called "A Visit from St. Nicholas" in 1822. It is now the tradition in many American families to read this poem every Christmas Eve. The poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," has redefined our image of Christmas and Santa Claus. Prior to the creation of the story of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas, St. Nicholas," the patron saint of children, who was St. Nicholas, had never been associated with a sleigh or reindeers. Clement Moore, the author of the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," was a reticent man, and it is believed that a family friend, Miss Butler, sent a copy of the poem to the New York Sentinel newspaper, who published the poem. The condition of publication was that the author of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" was to remain anonymous. The first publication date was December 23rd, 1823, and it was an immediate success, and it was not until 1844 that Clement Clark Moore claimed ownership when the work was included in a book of his poetry. That was "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement Clark Moore. Isn't that a great story? Now, I have a few quiz questions I'm going to be asking you, and you can hear the answer to some of these questions at the end of the program. But here's the first quiz question. In the song "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," what pudding was asked for? Was it plum pudding, sticky toffee pudding, a rice pudding, or a figgy pudding? We will find out the answer to that one at the end of the story tonight. And we have another question we'll give you a little later. Why don't we hear another Christmas carol? Now, here's a wonderful one that is about the little town of Bethlehem where Jesus was born. I found out from our pastor the other night that Bethlehem has a different meaning than we thought. And it has to do with it's a bread, and Jesus is a bread of life. So I thought that was interesting. So let's hear "O Little Town of Bethlehem." You are welcome to sing along with it if you like. "O Little Town of Bethlehem" is one of my favorite ones, and I think you'll enjoy it. And it's having a little trouble playing, so I hope I don't have to sing because I need to rest my voice. But maybe I'm going to have to give you the other. There it goes. Oh, good. All right, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Oh, still we see
Okay, here we are ready with our next question. What form of transport does Santa use? Does he use a jet ski? He could go on all kinds of surfaces that way. Does he use a snowboard? Does he use a jet plane? Or perhaps is it a sleigh? Or does he use a pickup truck? We will find out the answer to these questions at the end of our program tonight. Now let's sing together Silent Night. Now I'd like you to sing with me, because if I'm going to sing, you can try it too. But I do want to do some music with it, because I think we would sound better together if we sing with some music, don't you think? Are you ready to sing? Now, do you know the words to Silent Night? Well, perhaps we could go over a few of the words before we try to sing it. Should we do that? Okay, the words are Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. And then the second verse talks about shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Alleluia, Christ the Savior is born. So let's sing together Silent Night. I think they have an introduction. So wait till it does the introduction. Get ready. I didn't get a chance to practice. I'm sorry. Plus, I have allergies tonight. But when my voice is in tune, I do sound a little better than that. But I wanted you to hear the words, and you can sing along, and that way maybe you won't feel so intimidated because my voice isn't so gloriously wonderful either. So if your voice isn't so wonderful, you know, you can sing along too. We can all sing and praise the Lord for who He is for us, whether we have a good voice or not, because we love Jesus. Now, I have some other ones, but let's find some with some words so that you can hear the voices. Here's one. Oh, I don't think they have the words to that one, though. Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabel. I'll have to play near the end because that's a beautiful one. But this one here is sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and it's a loud song with lots of people who sing together out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's the Wonder of Christmas Processional, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. So imagine that you've grown up and you're singing with all your young high school and college friends, and you're in a big choir, and you're watching Jesus walk down the aisle. Listen to the Wonder of Christmas Processional.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. I just enjoyed that so much. Did you? That was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing The Wonder of Christmas Processional, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Now I'm going to read for you the Bible story about the birth of Jesus as found in Luke chapter 2. I wonder if you've ever heard that before. It's a wonderful story. I think you'll really enjoy it. And now's the time we're going to play Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, while I read that story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree of Caesar, from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing or enrollment was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed. Everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. That means give birth to Jesus. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus. Thank you. which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And we will continue the rest in just a moment. Are you enjoying that story? We're continuing in chapter 2 of Luke. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph his father and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God, worshiping with fasting and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him, Jesus. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother, his parents, knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in their company, went a day's journey away from Jerusalem, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answer. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought, sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about in my father's house doing his business? And they understood not the saying which spake unto them. And he went down with them, came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus was God's best gift to all of us. And it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you memorized that verse yet? It's a good one to memorize, John 3:16. Also in John 1:2 it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. He also says in John 3:3, he must be born again. We are going to give you opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior right now. All you have to do is say this prayer with me and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he can forgive your sins. So let's pray together. Let's bow our heads and fold our hands together. Say this with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you died on the cross for my salvation and forgiveness of my sins. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I know that I have sinned, but I believe that as the Son of God, my sins will be forgiven. And I ask, Lord, for forgiveness of sins. And I ask that you will come into my heart right now as my Lord, friend, and Savior. And I receive your gift of the Holy Spirit to be my guide, to walk with me all the days of my life, to be with me and help me through every experience and circumstances that I live. And I will walk to be more like you. Promise I will read the scriptures and meet together with other Christians in order to learn more of Christian ways. Share good news with others. I thank you for it. Thank you for my salvation. I pray this prayer in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Well, now that you're a new Christian and that you're a part of God's family, welcome to you. The angels in heaven sing each time there is a new one who receives the Lord Jesus and joins the family of God. And now you're in God's family. You're a part of God's family. And he has a part for each one of us to play in God's family. No matter what it is he wants us to do, it's important. And we'll want to do it to the best of our ability. Let's just enjoy this song for the last minute and praise the Lord together. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for coming into my heart. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. well. Let's sing one more song together, and then after that we'll find out the answers to our quiz questions, and we'll see who really knows about the Christmas stories. Let's sing We Three Kings of Orient Are. This is for the kids and the kids in us. It's kind of a fun song. I'll give you a few of the words ahead of time. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Ready? Begin. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer I have, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. There's one more verse, I think. These are kind of obscure, so if you don't know these verses, it's a good chance to learn them. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breeze of life, of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. Oh, oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Guide us to thy perfect light. Praise the name of Jesus. I hope you can play that again later now that you've heard the words and maybe learn all the words to all those verses. You usually don't hear those when you sing around in town or churches or school. There are a lot more verses than most of the verses we sing, and they are beautiful, and that one tells the whole story when you sing all the verses of We Three Kings. It tells about the kings who come with frankincense and myrrh, and they're praising and worshiping and being guided by the star of wonder, the star of night. It is magnificent when you think about it, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, my voice is running out, but I do want to sing one other one. So I think I'm not going to sing that one I had planned because I need some music background. I think I want to sing O Come All Ye Faithful. How about that one? Because I have some music background for that one. Then if I fade out, you can still keep singing, okay? Will you keep singing if I fade out? Perhaps I could start you and you will keep singing. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. I believe there is an introduction. Sing with me, okay? Get ready. Ready? Begin. Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to goodbye, you need to know the answer to those questions, don't you? Well, do you know what they are? The first one was about the kind of pudding in the song We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Was it a plum pudding, a rice pudding, a sticky toffee pudding, or a figgy pudding? say your answer out loud now. The answer is a figgy pudding. Were you right? And the other question, what form of transport does Santa use? A jet ski, a snowboard, a jet plane, a sleigh, or a pickup truck? Say your answer out loud now. The answer is a sleigh. Oh, I know all of you got that. Because the reindeer, remember, drive the sleigh with Santa in the sleigh. So I think most of you knew the answer to that question, right? Okay. So at the end, I'm going to talk while we're listening to this song, What Child Is This? And I'm going to pray with you as well. Now we know that as a child, Jesus was a little child just like you are. Have you ever thought about that? And his dad was a carpenter. So Jesus learned how to build things because he was a carpenter too. In those days, the son usually did the same profession as his father. And girls often did the same thing that their mother did, which was usually a mother and homemaker. Today things are a little bit differently, but in those days, that's how they did it. But Jesus was a carpenter, could probably build many, many beautiful things. But when he turned age 30, he gave up his job and began to walk around the earth for 3 years to tell about God. And he was demonstrating the power and love of God as God in the flesh among us. When we are a Christian, and many of you are tonight, since you accept Jesus, your Savior, what we want to do as Christians is to show God's love through what we do and how we love one another. And part of that is in gift giving. Give a gift to one another to show our love and God's love to others, showing God's love to us. So it's important. Some of these things we do, although you don't understand everything now, everything we do in life has a meaning. And as you grow older, you're going to find out what all of our customs, what the purpose of our customs and our religious beliefs. And we believe strongly that Jesus, although he died on the cross and rose again and went to heaven, that he will come again and stand on the Mount of Olives and show the entire world the Messiah, the true Messiah, come again. Until that time, we carry him in our heart, and we love him and he loves us. So let's pray together before we close tonight. I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing over you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each child who's listened and heard the word of God tonight. Thank you for each person, young at heart, and each adult may listen as well. We pray God's blessing upon each one. We pray a protection, a hedge of protection around the person, and that they will read in Ephesians 6 how to put on your armor, the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation does of our mind, our armor protects our body and helps us to be strong Christians. Lord, help each one of us to grow into strong Christians, into the stature of Christ, the example that he gave in the New Testament scriptures. Help us to understand that script script you have written for us in the New Testament scriptures, that we may follow those and carry those out you have ordained for us to live our lives. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for salvation, the many blessings you have given us. We pray, Lord, that you would bring all of God's children together around the world and prepare them in heart and spirit for when you do return again as the great Messiah on the Mount of Olives. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and being with me today or tonight, whatever time it is for you. I'm so glad you've been with me. And I hope as you get older, you'll join into my adult shows later on. You know, I have adult shows every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday nights, and each one's a little bit different. But tell your mom and dad about them. They can listen to me at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. You can scroll down and listen to archive shows at any time of day or night. And you can listen live on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's California time in the United States of America. But you can listen at your own leisure. That's what's so great. I often post when I'm live, so if you look up my name, Diane Lenning, on Facebook, you can click right on that and listen to me live as well at 9 o'clock, if you like to do that. And you can call in there. It gives a number. My toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. But it should be there printed on the show as well, and I have pictures that rotate so you can watch while you're listening to the show. Thank you for being with us. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and a happy holiday season, and many of God's blessings upon each one of you. And until next time, this is Diane Lenning, your host. Remember, God loves you, and I love you. Take care and love one another. God's blessing to you. Bye-bye.